Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, life is difficult, man. I know leading off with that probably depresses a lot of you, and trust me, it's not my intention to depress you. Life is depressing enough as it is, in my estimation. But the reason I say that is because today we're going to discuss the importance of vetting women. As a guy who's going through a change in my own life, change of profession, change of environment, change of area, meeting new people, all this type of stuff. With all the change being cultivated in my life, it's only reinforced to me the importance of sticking to your principles. And if you don't have principles to put forth, part of the reason why, as men, I think it's important for us to have our own sense of morality, our own guiding principles, is because the world around us will always change. Opportunities may come, opposition may present itself, and it's important for us as men to not just be blown around like a plastic bag in the wind. We need to plant ourselves like a tree and weather the storms of life. Now, while trees might be constricted to where they are, you know, unless you were talking about Narnia trees, you know, like the, if y'all never seen Narnia, I recommend you see it. Fantastic series by C.S. Lewis, who wrote a lot about similar stuff with Christianity, which I thought was interesting. If anyone's ever read like Screwtape Letters or Mere of Christianity, it's good stuff, really good stuff. But I really liked his fiction when I was growing up, his fiction of Narnia and whatnot, fantastic stuff. But anyways, we're getting off topic. Can't get off topic. It's too early in the show. We got to talk about women, right? Because that's what you guys want to learn about, right? It's what I want to learn about for a long time. I want to learn about chicks. I want to learn how to get them, how to, you know, keep them, sometimes how to get rid of them, if you know what I'm saying. But that's why we have to have this conversation about vetting women. Because just in the same way that you might vet dudes who come into your life, whether it's for business, whether it's to be your friend, whether it's to, you know, be your basketball buddy you play on with on the weekends or once a week, or the dude, homies you go to the gym with, all of these things might seem like they're different, but they're actually not. We just think about them differently. When it comes to women, a lot of us dudes, we want to have sex with women. That's part of the game. It's the same thing as eating, sleeping, taking a dump. It's the same thing. Stuff that we naturally want to do. And so, vetting is important. We need to distinguish between who to trust, who not to trust, and where they fit in our lives, if they should even fit in our lives at all. And the reason a lot of people don't do this is because it takes time and you risk potentially not getting what you want in that moment. A lot of people, myself included, for a very long time, it's all about the moment, man. In that moment, I wanted to get laid. In that moment, I didn't notice how crazy she was, or that she had tons of tattoos, or maybe that she was a single mom, or maybe that just something was off. You could never really put your finger on it, but you're like, eh, you know what? I'm going to go in anyway. And then when you come to your senses, pun intended, suddenly you realize, dang, this woman's kind of crazy, or hey, you know what, this woman doesn't really, is not conducive to the life I want to build for myself, but yet I let the monkey take over. I make this distinction in a book that I'm working on right now called The Man and the Monkey, where you can separate yourself from, there's the biological, like animalistic side of your being, and then the other side, which is more divine, which is a spirit, something that's more than just a beast in a field. And some animals you can actually see this in. Some, like dogs, for example, some dogs are actually almost, you know, spirit guide level, because they're just, they seem more insightful. And other dogs, they're content to just chase a tire down a road. So everybody has a spectrum that they operate on. And one of the spectrums that people tend to overlook is the vetting spectrum of women, because people, we as men, we like the physical. We want to jump right in. We don't want to vet women in almost like a job interview. Because make no mistake, you might think that, oh, I'm not hiring this person, so therefore there's no reason for me to do a background check. There's no reason for me to do my due diligence, for me to really go down that extra mile and make sure that this person is who they say they are and is who they appear to be. Anybody ever heard of the halo effect? The halo effect is something that I'm fascinated by and I did a paper on in college. The halo effect is this idea that good looks or lack thereof, immediately we start to assume that if you look good, you must have a good personality or good characteristics. Conversely, if you're ugly, people assume that, oh, there must be something wrong with you, or defective or faulty, or you must be a bad person, or at the very least, you find them distasteful, and you assume that they're not as good people. You want to like people who are attractive, so therefore you find ways to like them. And the opposite is also true, and vice versa. We need to understand this fact, because if we don't, it prevents us from properly vetting people. For example, men, let's be honest, okay? Ladies, I'm sure y'all will be more than happy to jump on this because it's going to benefit you, probably. But a lot of dudes, we tend to just go in for the panties real quick, for lack of a better term. We like to just go for it. And make no mistake, women leverage this. Women are not victims in this regard. They actively, as soon as they hit the age of, like, I don't know, 13, 14, 15, they quickly start to figure out, hey, dudes are looking at me differently. Hey, I can use this to my advantage. And this is why you have to vet people. This is why you need to understand that everybody has their own agenda and everybody has their own goals they're working towards. And some people, they don't know what they're doing and they're just agents of chaos. They have no idea what they're doing, but all they know is they don't like what they're doing right now. They don't know what they want. They just know what they don't want. You ever met that type? I'm sure you have. Maybe you've even been that type, and there's no shame in being that type. At least for the short term. Staying that way, oh, that's a different story. But being there, we've all been there at least once in our lives. And so vetting people, once we vet a woman, it's important for you to assign them a role. Maybe they're a number on your roster. Maybe they're a part of your program that you're trying to build. As in, maybe they're a little more part of the inner circle, but they gotta earn that. And that's why I don't encourage dudes to just jump into a woman's bed right away. Because guess what, guys? Once you do that, you've lost leverage. Once you've done that, she has leverage over you. People believe anything that women say for the most part, because they're perceived as being weaker than men, when in fact, I'd argue they're in a lot of ways stronger than men. I know a lot of men might be triggered by that, but I'm not telling you you're weak. I'm saying that if you take the average word of a man versus the average word of a woman, people are going to believe the woman over the man 9.5 times out of 10. That includes men and women alike who will believe women over men any day of the week. So it's important for you to know these things to properly vet women. First, number one thing, I have a very short list of what you should do to vet women that I've found out through personal experience. Number one, do not believe what they say. Look at what they have done. For example, if you meet a woman, she's like maybe mid-20s, late-20s, and she's talking about how, oh, I want to find my forever person, my Prince Charming type. You know the type. Type that realizes she's running out of time, is around 30 years old, and suddenly she gets married in about a year. Yeah, that type. Trust me, I have family members who've done that. And I gotta hold my tongue, sitting back there looking at the dude who's wifing this girl up like, you are a dumb motherfucker. You are a stupid man, you big dummy. Anyways, not here to bash on them. I just feel sorry for them more than anything. And of course, even if I tell them what's going on or I tell them about the past, they're not going to give a shit because they haven't done their proper vetting and they're too emotionally invested. In plain English, that's where they've gotten to. So number one is do not believe what they say. Look at what they do. That's number one. Number two, my friends, is determine what you are looking for. Me, personally, I can only speak for myself. I'm sure some of you will agree with me. But me, I'm not looking to get married. So I'm not looking for wife material, per se. Now, am I looking for a woman who would, for example, say, hey, Austin, you know, I like what you're trying to build. I know you're working really hard. I want to be a part of it. Sure, I'd be totally be open to that. But again, we got to go back to number one. Don't just believe what they say. They got to prove it to you time and time again that they are part of your program. Number three is if you find women like this, reward them. This might go against what you might hear on the side of the internet, but I'm going to tell you, part of the reason why I have a whole chapter on surrogacy in the Biblical Bachelor, which is a book, fantastic, it's about a lifestyle that I created that hopefully you yourself could benefit from. Finding your own purpose, finding your own way to live through life with people wanting you to be on one side of the tracks or the other. I don't believe in choosing sides. I believe in you being on your own team and going and discovering your own route. To thine own self be true, as Shakespeare once wrote. But I believe in rewarding people who are good to you. Now, I'm not saying you treat people who are bad to you like garbage. No. What I'm saying is, if somebody is on my team, someone's actively proven that they are willing to invest in me, I'm going to reward them for that. I'm going to make sure that they make money, that they are rewarded, they earn something back by investing in me. Through investing in me, I want people to get a return on their investment in plain English. That's part of investing in women too. Women, just like other people, women are people, guys. Remember that. A lot of times we can lose the forest for the trees here. It's important for us to remember that the world turns on reward and punishment. So if you are around people, first of all, if I don't believe necessarily in punishment. You can play the games if you want, and I've played them, and I will probably continue to play them. But I'm more of the type of, look, if people aren't doing what you want, whether they be men, women, children, dogs, I don't care what they are. Just, you don't have to get angry with them. You don't have to curse them out. Just walk away. Save yourself time. Save yourself sanity and just leave. When it comes to women, you could give them one chance, maybe two. I would argue you shouldn't, but you can. But by the third time, cut them off. That's part of the vetting process, is realizing that even if you made it through the first round of the vetting process, the second round is still there, and you're always on probation. You got to ask yourself a question, gents, that I've had to ask myself more times than I care to remember, frankly. And it's, what do you want more? Do you want to just have a woman who's yours, all yours? You want a girl in your life? Is that what you want? Or do you want to have a higher calling? You want to go out there and you want to make $1 million? You want to go out there and be the first AI trillionaire? You want to go out there and build a business? Do you want to go out there and build the dream body? What is it you want, my friends? What? Tell me what you want. Because that's what it's going to come down to. When you're vetting women, and it's never going to stop, life will change, circumstances will change, financial circumstances will change, all that's going to change. You have to be the constant. You have to stick to your guns and not let your fluctuating hormones, not let your own weakness compromise you. Test people, because they have to earn first getting in your life and then two, staying in your life. This is all part of growing up that I've learned, man. And I know some of you are older and you know this probably better than I do. But it's important to be reminded of the obstacles that we all face, and that we're not alone if we are struggling with the people in our lives, or we're struggling with keeping up with people in our lives, or dealing with drama. I'm dealing with a ton of bullshit drama right now where I'm working at right now, and a lot of it could be avoided. But it's what reminded me that we got to vet the people in our lives, especially the women in our lives. Because when it comes to business, when we mix business and pleasure, which is what love and romance is, make no mistake, that's a mixing of business and pleasure. it can get messy. You ever wondered where the saying all is fair in love and war comes from? It's kind of an oxymoronal statement because love and war are two sides of the same coin. They're basically the same thing. You just see them as being different, so therefore you believe them to be different. No, it's the same thing, just different. Different forms of the same thing. My friends, when it comes to vetting women, it's important that we understand what we're looking for. What we're looking for and what role we want them to assign. You got to act like the CEO of your own life, which you are. It's because you don't have an LLC or an S corp or a C corp registered in your name to your life does not mean that you shouldn't follow the same principles. Now, putting people on payroll, I mean, you can decide whether you want to do that or not. But the general principle, the idea, the philosophy should not waver. It should stay. We need to understand, my friends, and like I keep saying that because I really want to drive this home. It's too easy for us to get caught up in the day-to-day, get caught up in our feelings, and then the facts tend to escape us, or the warning signs or the cautions. We tend to just run those yellow lights, hoping they don't turn red. But then we end up getting caught, and usually at the worst time. And never forget that there is no such thing as free. When you're vetting women, if anything seems free, you need to run. Because free up front is the biggest expense of the back end. When I mean paying up front, I don't mean giving them money, necessarily. What I mean is, you need to understand, hey, this is what I'm sacrificing. I'm giving my time. I'm giving my energy. I'm giving attention. Maybe I'm giving money in the form of a date or drinks or whatever. But just be careful. Because when you don't properly vet women, it can come back and bite you in the behind. Aftercare is another important aspect that we can get into at another time. When you do have, you know, when you do get intimate with a woman, it's important to treat them well afterwards. Because that's when we get the Me Too stuff in the conversation, is when they don't feel good afterwards. And then they feel like things weren't equal. They feel like they got taken advantage of when everything was totally cool in the moment and beforehand. And then all of a sudden, it wasn't. We got to be careful with that. That's what aftercare is for. My friends, I think I'll stop here with this episode. I got to get out of here pretty soon. I have a meeting to get to. Oh, man, I tell you. Life is tough, man. And that's why when it comes to your personal life, you want to make it as seamless as possible. Because on your road to the top, on your road to becoming more successful, more wealthy, etc., it's easy to get distracted by personal things that can prevent you from hitting that compound interest in your life. So it's important for us to stay on track, operate properly, and remember that as men, we need to not let it affect us. That maybe we don't have a ton of women or a ton of friends or whatever in our lives. We don't need a ton of people like that in our life. We need a couple few who have proven themselves to be worthy. That's what we should focus on. My friends, I'll leave it at that. Vetting women is extremely tedious and it's tough, but it will be worth it in the long run when you avoid being another statistic or avoid an allegation or you avoid putting yourself in a position where you're compromised. I don't like the word compromise. Compromised in the military, I learned, is something you never want to become, and yet people push it today like it's something that's virtuous. I disagree. Anyways, my friends, you take care of yourselves. Ask these hard questions. Let me know if you have more things you want to add to the list that you thought maybe I missed or could have added. I'd love to hear it. Let me know how you vet women and what your process is if you have one. If you don't have one, no problem. But it's time we rectified that. My friends, take care. I'm out of here. Peace.